Okay, cool. So we're just going to be discussing on womanhood. And just a brief background, Leah, what is your family structure? How did you grow up?
Okay, so I've got like two different kinds of family structures. Initially, I grew up with my biological parents, man, woman, children. I grew up with my grandparents, same structure, man, woman, children. But they were two completely different ways of operating. For those that don't know, my father was very abusive. So my mother was submissive, but by force. Whereas my grandfather was the total opposite. My grandmother submitted to him out of love and because he respected her and saw her as an equal.
And then how did that sort of shape your views on sort of growing up as a girl, on womanhood, how you saw yourself as a woman coming from those two different backgrounds?
I think initially I took the negative. I was like, no man is going to rule over me. I was going to be like the strong female that built her own empire. I didn't need a man for anything. I think that's what I wanted to be growing up. And I think over time, just the role that my grandmother used to play slowly started changing me. Initially, I didn't respect her. I was just like, no, you're submitting to a man. What kind of woman are you? And I grew up, and you know when you grow up, you see things in a different light. And with age came, I think, wisdom. And I saw that it wasn't really a weakness for her to submit, but it was her inner strength that led her to be that woman. So I started respecting that. So hopefully one day, if God has it in plan for me, that will happen.
I find it interesting how you said that you didn't really have much of respect for men. I grew up in a single parent home. My dad passed when I was very young. So it was just my mom, who was a superhero, my aunts, and my sister. And I had a similar view of men, but not because I had anything against them. I just didn't think they had a function. So, hey, it's funny. and I think that's just because, and probably the different people who've grown up in single mother homes, seeing my mom do everything and just being very, like, you know, almost independent, I was like, oh, she's amazing. But looking back, she had to do it by force, you know. And just in terms of, I wasn't even aware I was a girl. I knew I was a girl, but I didn't know, I wasn't aware of like my femininity. So like you're a child and they're like, sit with your legs closed, or, you know, you're going swimming and the girls must wear tights and, you know, whatever it is. And getting older and meeting other women and obviously the opposite sex as well, and sort of engaging sort of with that, my views were shifted. You know what I mean? Because suddenly you're engaging at a sort of higher level. So I think for me, the shift had been sort of getting into the workspace. And as much as I am an artist, that's sort of where I was like, oh shucks, even as a female, you're expected to behave a certain way. You're expected to speak a certain way. So in your world as an auditor, being a 24-year-old girl, what are your sort of experiences, or are there any expectations you feel?
It's funny because I think it was about 2 weeks back that I was speaking to Black about it. That number one, as a Black female, it's an issue. I speak to people on the phone and they'll assume that I'm white. And then when they see my face, they're just like, are you Leah? I'm like, yeah, I'm the same Leah you've been speaking to this entire time. But then add female, people already undermine you as an auditor because it's a very male-dominated career and the work you do will be called into question just because you're female. Sure. Already, okay, yeah, you said this is the facts. Okay, let me just double check in case. And the sad thing is I get the same kind of treatment from my bosses. So that because I'm female, I feel like I need to go the extra mile in order to prove myself. It's not enough to just do the bare minimum. I need to always be achieving more than most people do. Yeah.
So you're kind of in a fight.
I'm always in a fight.
And then just touch on what you said, being a Black woman, as an African woman. I know that there are many expectations of an African woman. Can you share on some of them?
Well, the first expectation starts at home.
Yeah.
Just being, because currently I'm the oldest with my grandmother's kids, and just the expectation to succeed. You know, it's always that, Leah, understand, you're the first one in this family to get a degree. You need to push. You are what everybody's looking to. You know, just that already is pressure on its own. And salary comes in. Leah, you know what's needed at the house. You're a woman. You know what's needed. Yeah. And she always adds that, you're a woman. You know what's needed in the house. Sure. And then just, yeah, I think there's just a lot of expectations. And you never know how to deal with the expectations that come from different people.
So being a married African woman, I think my family dynamic allows me for a lot of freedom on my mother-in-law's side, but I know for some of the women I speak to, you're going to like the family home and you must be up at 4 a.m. to like wash, and I don't know the things that people do at 4 a.m. that they can't do at 7, but she must do things. I thank God for my mother-in-law, who's a soldier, doesn't care about stuff like that. So I think I kind of dodged that bullet. But however, I have felt like I wasn't enough of an African woman because of that, because there's certain things that I don't partake in. So then it makes me question my blackness, my Africanness. I'm like, shucks, am I woman enough? You know, and then just thinking of the secular world. So I use that word on purpose. So with the rise of sort of modern femininity and what that feminism and what that looks like, what are some of those ideas that you've engaged with, you know, on what it means to be a woman, Ms. Independent?
Well, I think initially equality has been a big one, just because the university I go to is very diverse. You've got people from different kind of cultures. And as soon as they hear you're Christian, yeah, already, like, there's a problem there, because you approve of men being heads, sure, to a lot of females. So as soon as they hear you being Christian, they're just like, okay, so we can't speak to you about these things. You're not going to understand. But just in the secular world, there's some things I do agree with, yeah, with the feminism movement. Job equality, yeah, that I agree with, definitely. Payment, I agree with that. There are certain things I don't agree with. The mindset that if I cook, then a man needs to cook. It's not... If you like to cook, cook. That's my opinion. whether you're a man or you're a woman, I honestly don't care. I never know where to stand. Yeah. I think just as a Christian, because I'm like, okay, I want to agree with certain things, but then there's certain things I don't agree with, and it's a very hard line to walk on. So, yeah.
And how long have you been a Christian? When did you get saved?
2012. Okay. Yeah.
And how is that sort of, because like you said, people kind of dismiss you for the fact that you are a Christian, but you are a Christian, you are young, you're African, you are black, you are in the corporate world, and you are a Christian. Yeah. So you're battling with all these different sort of aspects, and I feel like as a Christian, it's almost like a balancing act,
because
you don't want to sort of act like you're living in heaven. There's still issues that you're living in heaven yet. Yeah. There's still issues that the gospel, I guess, should respond to. And is your faith helping you? Is it hard? Is it?
David, as I say this, look away. I feel like my faith doesn't help me. Not in the sense that there's something wrong with the faith, but I think it just makes things more difficult. You know, already being a female, being black, being in the circular world is difficult. You add being Christian, and that's like another different layer to it. And I think that weighs very heavily on you. Because you want to engage with certain things, you want to do certain things, but you always need to remember at the back of your head that in everything I do, I need to be portraying Christ. Mm-hmm. And I think that just makes it much more difficult.
Okay, so because you mentioned earlier on your grandmother, you saw how she submitted to her husband, your grandfather, and it was in a positive way.
Yeah.
So your grandmother is a Christian?
Yes, she's Christian.
Yeah. So has she ever sort of explained that dynamic to you of like how she was able to do that?
I think for her, a lot of her reasoning was that this is how she grew up. So mm-hmm. for her, it came very naturally. She never had a problem with being the submissive person. But then again, I remember my grandmother was also the person who owned a business. So I think for her, she said that it just got to the point where she trusted God enough to trust her husband.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Interview over. Goodbye.
Yeah, that was the end of it.
Maestro. Yeah, I'd love to hear from your grandmother. I think for me, just when it comes to the whole submission to your husband specifically, it's complicated. And I think it is harder when you haven't seen that being done. So I think as women, you're always, like I said, you're at war with everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're at war with your boss, you're at war with, and silly enough, you're at war with your other girls on who's the better girl. Mm-hmm. it's true, guys. It's bad, but it's true. But I think for me, in as much as it is, I do find it difficult. I think I find it difficult more to reconcile for other people.
Yeah.
Just my views on, you know, biblical womanhood. But internally, I've actually found when I stopped resisting, I found a lot of rest. You know what I mean? In the fact that I don't have to be at war all the time. You know what I mean? I don't have to be sort of proving a point all the time. I think as women, you and just with the history of our country, we've had to have a lot figured out. And I think for me in the gospel, I found a place where there's actually some rest, you know, in that I don't have to have all the answers immediately. Like, look, fly, cook, do this, bam, I'm a woman, let's go. You know, and you haven't had that yet. Has that not happened for you yet?
Ish, I'm still figuring it out.
Okay.
The one thing, my identity is in Christ.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to show me the roles. Other than that, I'm still figuring it out.
I mean, I think God is faithful and patient.
Definitely.
I think the key is just to be showing up.
Yeah.
For interest's sake, what is the one thing you wish the opposite sex men understood about women?
Yo. Do we have enough time?
I said one thing.
You know how that one thing spills into many things? yo, there's so much. Just to pick the one.
I'll give you two, but you can't talk till like eight.
I think for me, one of my biggest battles as a Christian is, you know, when you've got movements like hashtag men are trash and whatever, I think sometimes engaging with men is not as easy. You know, obviously, my little brother's somewhere here. I engage with him a lot about it.
He's the one running away.
Yeah, he's the one running away. He's sort of like my sounding board.
Sure.
So I go back to him and I'm like, I take out all that stress. I'm like, yeah, why don't men see that we are not objects and whatever, whatever. And yeah, I think sometimes I just want to sit down with a man and like, listen, explain this to me and please understand from my point of view how difficult it is sometimes being a woman. It's not easy. We're sinful. Therefore, being a biblical woman doesn't come naturally to us. So yeah, I think that is the one thing I'd like them to understand.
You'd like them to just understand.
Yeah, yeah, just understand.
You just want to be
tough.
Understood.
It's rough. So sit down, engage with me, speak to me, hear what I've got to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Cool. I think I'd probably echo that, you know, just to understand. Like I said, and I mean, in this conversation, I'm sure you've heard, there's a lot of influences that are around us. And I think as women, you're trying to figure yourself out. And as a Christian woman, you're trying to figure it out as well. And I think just to be understood would be great. Just the patience to let's work this thing out. As men work it out, let women work it out too.
True.
Cool. Thank you so much, Leah.
No problem.
All right.